say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Think big, think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is, I think, August 19th. It's Wednesday. It's 2015. And we're here to talk about you, your buckos, and all points in between. We will do markets, the Fed, the economy, and jobs and unemployment and taxes and deficit spending and nuclear deals and things like that. Hope you're having a good day. But first, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We are live 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum, and our Twitter numbers are skyrocketing. Also, you can email me. Just be nice. Did I say that already? Read the commentary we post, articles we post with a lot of sarcasm, charts of the day, news of the day, and everything else you need to know on the day. So I was contemplating whether I wanted to bore you to death today. Because, as you know, the central banks of this world are quite the interfering central banks of this world. And I felt I'm going to take the first few minutes of the show to explain our overall stance on what you have seen come from one or two different people with amazingly the power to press a button and print trillions of dollars that are not in circulation in order to interfere with markets, in order to get interest rates down and stock markets up. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, the central bank handles what is known as monetary policy, meaning the movement of long-term interest rates, potentially, but mostly short-term interest rates, notably the federal funds rate. It's a rate that banks charge. I'm not even going to say it. Doesn't matter. Throughout history, central banks mostly, especially ours, tinkered with the number. In other words, the economy slows down? Well, we're going to lower Fed funds rates a quarter point, a half a point, three quarters of a point over 3 months or 4 months or 5 months. And that was it. That was it. And then you got Alan Greenspan that decided, you know, we need to test easier monetary policy. So we brought it down markedly and markedly and markedly and created, to a certain extent, the NASDAQ bubble in 99-2000. And I say a certain extent because it was going on for a while, but the easy money helped. So then what happened? We had a debacle in the markets, 2000-03. And then Greenspan started handing it over to Bernanke, and Bernanke decided, easy money. Well, it created a housing bubble. But that doesn't all happen by itself, but you set the conditions for it to happen. How? Easy money keeps interest rates down, lowers the mortgages, more people get the mortgages, but then something happened. The affordability of homes was not there anymore, and the lenders had no business, home builders, nothing. What can we do? Well, they decided to let anybody get a home by giving out mortgages to people that didn't even have the friggin' first payment. And this is what went on, ladies and gentlemen. I told you the story about somebody I know very well. Had about $1,300 in the bank. Bought a $250,000 place in Boca Raton. Didn't get a $250,000 mortgage, though. Got a $275,000 mortgage. Got to pocket 25 G's. Have some money in the pocket, but got to pay in. And, of course, it all blew up. And we had the financial debacle. And, of course, it was Bernanke who didn't see it coming, said that everything was okay, the economy was fine, housing was fine, subprime lending is fine. He missed the whole thing. And instead of letting the markets take their medicine, they went into hyperdrive. So they took the easy money policy that caused the housing bubble and just times it by 10, 20, 50, 100, 500, 1,000 and took interest rates down to zero. Pretty much unprecedented, zero. And then started printing money, getting interest rates 10-year down into 2%. Actually got to 1.6. But what came with that is what normally happens. Speculation. Leverage. Asset prices bubbling. And you're reading all about it right now. Art. Go buy some art for $150 million a painting. Go buy 300 square feet in San Fran for a mil. And it's not everywhere, but it's in a lot of these places. So what ended up happening, the central bank, the Fed, enabled banks to pay you zero. Money market rates where normally they'd be 3-4%, you get zero. Guess who keeps that 3-4%? The banks. So the people that caused the problem, the financial industry, got rewarded by the central bank, the Fed, which led to higher and higher prices. But something happened on the way. They did initial round of printing of money, and then it stopped. And markets started caving in. Out of nowhere, they announced a second round of printing of money, and markets ramped again. By the way, this is with interest rates also at zero. And then the second round ended, and markets started to get hit hard again. And then they announced something called Operation Twist. Go back and look what it is, and markets ramped again. And then markets were getting in trouble again after that ended. And the central bank, Bernanke, realizes we just got to just throw it all against the wall. They came out with this printing of money that nobody could ever fathom. $1 trillion a year. $1 trillion a year. Go look up how much our whole economy is worth on a yearly basis. And it worked. From November 2012, the low. Market skyrocketed into 14. Huge move. And a little bit more in 2014. And then something happened in 2014. Markets were getting in trouble in October. What happens? Japan announces a trillion and change, and at the same time, Europe announces a trillion and change, and at the same time, China announces, oh, we're lowering rates left and right. And the markets lift off again, which lead us into 2015. Now, throughout all this time, all we've been hearing from pundits is we're getting closer to where the Fed, our central bank, reverses course and normalizes interest rates. You keep hearing about them raising rates. Now, you know when we started hearing that? The beginning of 2014. And we've simply told you, sarcastically and seriously at the same time, that they're never going to raise rates unless markets force them, because they don't even give a crap about the economy. They only care about markets because they realize it's markets that are keeping the economy afloat. But unfortunately, they're making the rich richer and the poor getting screwed, and savers are getting screwed. And throughout this whole year, all we've been hearing is that the central bank was ready to raise rates. Keep in mind, all they'd be doing is going from 0.25%, just 0.25%. Meaningless. Which led us into today. Because the Fed minutes came out, and ladies and gentlemen, all these pundits have been talking about the Fed's going to raise rates in September. Oh yeah, definitely. They've telegraphed it. They forecast it. They've almost said it. Well, we got another story for you. So that's up next. The full icky market wrap. Movers of the day, news of the day, and much more today. Thank you for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge. Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now. 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
There are two types of hot water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai tankless water heaters work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Rinnai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
Biz Talk Radio.
Jim, can you hear me? Is somebody there?
Continue, Gary.
Is somebody there? Okay. And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. A little lightning strike. Sorry about that. I think we're back on the air. Lightning strike at the studio. It gets down and dirty here in Central Florida, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Okay, we're on. We're talking the Fed for a little bit here, and here's why. The big worry, the simple big worry is that they've gone too far, they've gone for too long, and that maybe there's an eventuality that all this trying to keep markets up will get to the point where they end. And that's the worry. So we came into today to where everybody was believing, everybody thought the Fed is ready to raise rates in September. Well, they came out with these things called the Fed minutes, and it was just the opposite. So markets were down very big until everybody realized that, hey, the Fed was a bunch of BS, and all these pundits that are out there don't know what the heck they're talking about, and my sarcasm has been right. But something else happened today, and that is the markets turned right back down. Markets were down 200 early. We're flat after the Fed, the announcement came out that, oh, we're kind of sort of not ready and we need some more evidence and this, that, and the other thing. Any excuse. And we finished down 162 on the Dow. And it was just even when the market was flat, advanced declines were terrible. I mean, the whole works. So I just wanted to let you know, and we're not trying to scare you here. We're dealing with reality. That's all we try to do. In 07, when we kept hammering away the point, just reporting to you how miserably the financials were acting at that time, we had no idea that some of them would turn to dust and they were leveraged up the wazoo with the same type of securities, the mortgage backs that killed them. So we sit here and we think to ourselves, they're afraid to go from 0.25% to 0.25% on a Fed funds rate? Do they think the world is going to end if they move 0.25%? Well, it's been my thought process that they don't know what they're doing, but they do think they're heroes because look what the markets have done because of them. But I got news for you, ladies and gentlemen. Baseball games last 9 innings, and you can be up 15-0 going into the ninth and lose 16-15. There's no time clock on markets. Like baseball games. Now, football's different. The clock runs out. But in markets, they keep going and they keep going. And the worry is the ultimate outcome of the most ridiculous, the largest, the biggest, most gargantuan, easy monetary policy in the history of this universe, which started off here and led to over there, is going to end badly. The worry is that every statistic in the economy, every data point, every asset price, every economic indicator is based on 7 years of 0% interest rates and the printing of, depending on which abacus you're using, $15 to $20 trillion of printed money. And then the question is, they can't even raise rates 0.25% to 0.25%. So I'm not even going to get into their head and whether they're worried or not. We're just going to deal what's at hand. And ladies and gentlemen, in spite of 0% interest rates, in spite of the printing of money, in spite of the printing of money around the globe, economic growth stinks. The government is too big, is too bloated. The last year of Bill Clinton's presidency, the government spent $1.8 trillion. It's more than doubled, and that's coming out of the economy and the taxpayer to go into that inefficient, ineffective, bloated thingamabob in Washington, D.C. And is there any wonder we're fighting an uphill battle? The only reason why they live is because we work for them. And now they've spent over $18 trillion that they don't have. Imagine if we did that. We're going to jail. Them? They go working for Goldman Sachs and Citigroup after they're done in politics. So we're just letting you know. Back on the markets. 60% bearish. 20% okay. 20% good. And ice keeps getting thinner, which hopefully leads us into the market wrap if we don't get any more lightning strikes that are right overhead. So up next, market wrap, movers of the day, whatever else today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Biz Talk Radio.
America is talking.
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on its feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Again, we had a little lightning strike at studio. And, you know, if you live in Central Florida, you know what I'm talking about. Seems like clockwork. Boom. Boomf. Anyway, the last word on the subject of central banks. Last word. I'm still reading. I'm just reading one right now about somebody saying that the central bank should take a victory lap, that they save the housing market, that they save this and they save that. Here's a couple of thoughts. We save it. We are the driving force of the economy and the growth. They're the ones standing in the way. And now we have to deal with the fact that one person in Ben Bernanke has distorted asset prices to what level we don't even know just yet. But he did it before, and then he's taken it to the, whatever I said, umpteenth power. And we'll find out on the other side of the river, as they say. You know, there was a scene in Outlaw Josie Wales where the Rangers, or whoever they were, the Bluecoats, were chasing Clint Eastwood, and they went on this raft that is attached to a rope. And they were coming after him, and they didn't realize Josie just all he had to do was shoot out the rope, and they were done. That was the outcome. I don't think the central bank has rope. Now, to Janet Yellen's credit, she stopped the printing of money here. But I take it back because with a coordinated effort to have them do it over in Japan and Europe, she knew. And the big question is, at the end of this road, are interest rates in the bond market going to shoot the middle finger up the central bank before they make any moves? Because if that's the case, market's going to get killed. We'll see. Time will tell. In any case, don't need to do market rap music today, Mr. Producer. But it is brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbeck, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out, investment-models.com. Again, the Dow was down, I think, 220 or 230. Got back to flat once central banks came out and stated. I mean, they literally stated, oh, we got more to think about. There's no central. If they raise rates in September now, they'll cause a crash. So they're not going to. But the Dow finished down 162, S&P 17, NASDAQ 40, NASDAQ 131, Russell 2012. The semiconductors down 6 again. Yikes. Mid-caps, small-caps, every cap's hit hard. Transports down 61. Utilities were up. What have I told you about the utilities? Defensive interest rates coming down. The utilities and the REITs to a lesser extent get the relative bid. Europe weak, Asia weak. And you want to hear some numbers? New highs in the market, 66. NASDAQ, New York. New lows, 429. Now, is that a healthy market that's just a few percent off the highs? You tell me. Advanced decline, 7 up, 22 down on New York, 7 up, 20 down on the NASDAQ. That ain't no hill for a climber. In the Dow today, mostly everything red except McDonald's. McDonald's act well here. Don't ask me why. I keep hearing the numbers are terrible. And Nike was up. dollar losers? Well, Chevron 250, Exxon 160, United Health 2.25, United Tech 1.25. And just mostly red. So yesterday, mostly red. Today, mostly red. And you know what that means? More stocks getting in trouble. More sectors getting in trouble. And our stance has not changed. Just be careful. Energy stocks pummeled again today. Commodities pummeled again today, except the gold. Now, remember what we told you. Stanley Druckenmiller, one of the greatest hedge fund managers of all time, took a huge, huge position in his family fund. And just something to keep in your file manager. Financials weak, and we have told you specifically, if they come after financials and biotech, game over. We will break support, and we gave you the important support levels. It will be last Wednesday's low, or in and around that. That was the big reversal day. And as I'm scanning the rest of the market right now, just red. Not much good to tell you. Just another rough day. On the good front, if you're investing, listen up. We remain bullish on auto parts retailers, not a big group. But that's the AutoZone. There goes that lightning thunder again. Wow. Advanced Auto Parts, O'Reilly Automotive. The Home Depot, Lowe's. Lowe's missed numbers and was still up a buck and change, so there's a bid there. There's a bid in housing-related and housing stocks. You know, the things you put in houses like the Mohawk and things like that. Utilities have a relative bid. The tobacco and the food and some of these defensive areas have the relative bid. And still a decent amount, not all, because we've lost a bunch recently, some of the glamour growth names and some of the glamour low beta growth names still act just fine. And we've mentioned them to you. The Nike, Under Armour, and the apparel, they're kind of competitors to each other. What else? Netflix remains very strong. The Starbucks remains very strong. Skechers mightily strong. Amazon strong. And things like that. But the word of the day remains narrow. Narrower and narrower and narrower. By the way, I didn't mention cruise lines are still okay. Some of the restaurants, Buffalo Wild Wings, Chipotle still acting fine. I guess you can call Starbucks. Starbucks is a restaurant, right? They just keep you up at night. Some of the biotechs, but not all. Some of the retail, but not all. But all in all, amazingly, a few percent off the highs. If you didn't know where the indices were, you would think they were about another 7 to 10% lower. Thus, we watch very, very intently here and very, very carefully here. Because typically, classic tops in markets are led by sector, stock by stock, breaking support areas, both short-term, intermediate, and long-term. And then market money flows into the bigger names, popular names, keeping the indices afloat as much as possible. And then at the end of the road, those popular names get hit, and that's where the big one comes in. And when I mean the big one, first the 10%er. It's amazing. I haven't had that in such a while because of central banks. So we are going to be watching closely. The other thought process that has us goofy. What is going on with energy prices and commodity prices? That they wouldn't just go down, but they would get kicked in the teeth. What are they saying? On the fundamental front, it's great news for the consumer. It's great news for business. Their cost of buying goods are way down. But what does it mean when energy goes from 10-something, what is it, like 41 now? Now, we know China and their fraudulent numbers, they're coming down. We know Venezuela and Brazil and Russia and many other places are basket cases. Is it going to get worse? And is that what this stuff is signaling? Well, I got news for you. If it is, considering the fact all this easy money and the flooding of money around the globe, the patient may be sicker than anybody thinks. But we'll see. Our job here is to keep all of that in the file manager and pay attention to what is working and definitively be out of what's not working. And we have been doing a ye omens job for you on radio over the last 13 months, starting with our call 13 months. We started with the near-term top in energy and commodities, not knowing what it would turn into. And, of course, as it kept going down, we kept using the words. We just would continue to avoid. We don't know where it ends. We don't know how far it goes, but just continue to avoid. And it just turned into a brutal bear market for that area. And now we watch the rest. And we hope you're watching with us. Up next, I'll think of something. News, movers, whatever else. Thanks for being here. It is lightning and thundering out, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA. IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a Gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Biz Talk Radio. Listening to.
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready,
now.
Go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
Hey, we're back on. Ladies and gentlemen, we do apologize, but go look and put up the words Orlando radar, and you'll see what just hit us again. Massive lightning strikes around the area, so we're doing the best we can, but we are back up, and hopefully we stay up. Speaking of lightning strikes, I want to take a little turn here. It is now, as we have told you for many a year here, with a voice of logic. We don't take sides. We have certain beliefs, but when it comes to politics, we just look at logic. I don't know if you just heard that, ladies and gentlemen. That was a big one. Logic to us means a lot. And when we hear a Paul Krugman from the New York Times says, we can go $30 trillion in debt and be okay, and he has said that, we think logic. No. So we now find out today that Iran, you know this Iran deal, and we've read it. Most people have not. Everybody has an opinion and nobody's read it. We now find out there's a side deal that Iran did that the White House said there wasn't. Do you know Iran can conduct its own nuclear inspections with their own people now as part of a side deal? And we're going to let them have billions and billions of dollars to a country that has snookered us. This president, my president, your president, was snookered by a terrorist nation that has said death to America, death to Israel, death to capitalism, die Jew, die. Yet, it's almost like John Kerry and Barack Obama are negotiating for them, not against them. So I got to tell you, I don't know what gives. I really do not know what gives. But there is certainly, absolutely, no logic to what's going on out of this White House. And by the way, they didn't negotiate our hostages out of there. So I don't know what to tell you. I really don't. And you ask, what does this have to do with your money? It's pretty simple. This is the same man, this president, that has brought on about $7.5 trillion in new debt since he's become president. A person who said as he became president, you vote for me, I'm going to cut the debt in half. Thus my point. So I don't know where this leads. The good news is, this came out, late breaking news. I got a sneaking suspicion the deal's going to get dead very soon. We'll see. I don't know. Back on markets. And we'll finish up with this. For me, if there's five sectors working, I'm good. I don't mind narrow. It's when they finally get the leadership that you better start looking out. So if you hear from me that they got Netflix or Google or the auto parts retailers or Home Depot and Nike and Under Armour and Starbucks and Visa and MasterCard and some of these areas that have been great strength, and if you hear me say they're breaking down the financials and the biotechs, you will know that last Wednesday's very important hold ain't holding anymore. And keep in mind, 10% to 15% corrections in the market are supposed to be a normal course of business. It wipes out some froth and speculation, puts the frown on the bull's face, gets the bears happy, and sets the stage for higher prices. But because of central banks, they have not allowed even that. And when I use the term they have not allowed, I mean that. 0% and $15 to $20 trillion of printed money will buy you plenty until the market shuts its ears. So we continue to let you know you are our notice for the areas to avoid. It's extensive. And the narrow areas that are still in good shape, well, they're still in good shape. But we will be watching. There's just so many negative divergences out there. And I started today with 66 new highs and 429 new lows in the market. So pay attention. I'll be on a flight to New York tomorrow. Adam will be on. I will give him some notes if the market's crapping again tomorrow. And Friday we'll call in a little bit. You have a great evening. Drive carefully. And when you get home, do like I do. Simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Thanks for putting up with us in the storm. Night-night all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kulpfong, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kulpfong at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,